something strange that ain't hard to define. Guess he's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching me with those eyes, and she loves me with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries. It's really good to be with you today. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to pray that God is blessing you. And I'm not sure where you're at around the world as you're listening to this sermon, but I do believe that God has given me a word today. There's a new movie that just recently came out to the movie theaters, and I was really touched to see that this movie came out. It was Rocky Balboa, part 6 of Rocky. My message today is having a heart like Rocky. And what does it mean to have a heart like Rocky Balboa? Rocky Balboa was a favorite character as I grew up. I remember a little boy, I used to watch Rocky, and it doesn't matter what I've been through and the kind of struggles I had in life, watching Rocky Balboa seemed to give me the strength to overcome my problems, to overcome just any kind of adversary that I was taken, to overcome temptation. And if I would ask you today, what does it mean to have a heart like Rocky Balboa? What does it mean to have a heart like Rocky Balboa? In the movie, Rocky was over 50 years old, going back into the ring, and he had another fight to fight. And I believe today, a true Christian throughout his whole life will have fights to fight. He'll have obstacles to overcome. There will be many, many trials and temptations in his life. And I do pray that as a Christian, that we could have a heart like Rocky Balboa. Rocky Balboa was a man that would not accept defeat. He could not quit. There was a fire inside of him said, I must win. And the movie is great because he seemed to be an underdog. He seemed to be always down and out. He seemed to be getting punched, but there was something inside him that said, I can go another round. I can go another round. And I believe, as I watched Rocky Balboa, I believe there is something inside of you. There's a fire inside of you, even though the world tries to put the fire out. But I believe there's a fire inside of you that says, I can go another round. I'm asking you today, is there something more inside of you that says, bring it on, world. I can go another round. And I know that this world throws punches, and it doesn't fight fair, and it wants to put you on your back. But I know it doesn't matter what age you are. I don't care if you're 55. Rocky Balboa never cared. He said, I'm ready to go in the ring and beat the champ. I don't know about you, but some people call the prince of this earth the champion. But I'm telling you, I hope that you have a heart like Rocky Balboa and that you would really get in the ring. Oh, the devil might be the prince of this earth, but my Lord, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he is the divine champion. Amen. Some of you today are being tempted. Some of you today are being tempted right now by the devil. And I'm asking you, do you have a heart like Rocky Balboa? James 1:13 says, let no one say, being tempted, for God is tempting me. Let no one say this, being tempted, for God is tempting me. For God does not tempt, but the devil himself is the one that tempts you. So when you fall into your evil desires, and when you want to have that champion, and when you're being tempted by sexual immorality, by drug addiction, when you are being tempted by perversion, don't say it's God tempting you. But in James 1:13 and 1:14 it says, each one of you are tempted by your own desires, being led astray and enticed. So you are being tempted. You are the ones. You see, in the movie of Rocky, he said, there's a time in our lives that we can't blame our parents for our problems. And I believe today, there's a lot of you that are continue being tempted by the same sins. Or you blame it on your family. You blame it on your circumstance. You say, I can never change. You say, I can never have a future. But I'm telling you today that you alone, there's a time in your life you need to stop blaming people and take full responsibility of your actions. And I believe that this time is today that we need to take full responsibilities of our actions, of our mistakes. Oh, come on, somebody. When you are being tempted, don't say, God made me do it, but you yourself wanted to do it. Come on, somebody. Remember, though, that Jesus Christ was tempted as you were tempted, but yet he was without sin. He was without sin. Hebrews 2:18. For in that he suffered himself being tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted. Jesus Christ came to earth and was tempted. But at the same time, even though he understood, he was able to help those that are being tempted. And you, my brother and sister, you might be tempted right now. And maybe you are strong enough to overcome. And if you have overcome, maybe you need to help those that have not overcome that temptation. But my heart to you today is to say, do we have a heart like Rocky? Are you able to go into the ring again? You might be 57 years old and said, I can't be like I was when I was a young man. You might don't have the stamina. You might be weak in your bones. But my question today, Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
crowded, polluted, thinking town.
Oh, sweet Elizabeth,
sweet
Elizabeth.
Get kind, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine.
One night in Vegas makes the heart man humble. There's much between despair and ecstasy. One night in Vegas in the dust can tumble. Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next to me.
Are you willing to go back into that ring? Oh, come on. Oh, I'm looking for a Christian like that, that has a heart like Rocky Balboa. Somebody that says, oh, I've been hit down, punched, I've been spit at, and now I'm walking and I feel alone. Oh, I feel like this world has been ripped out underneath me. But I'm asking you today, do you have the faith to continue to believe? Maybe nobody's ever heard of your name. I don't know where you're at, but do you have the faith to believe? Amen. I believe that you do. Remember Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we do not have a chief priest unable to understand our infirmities, but one tempted in all things, like all manner, yet without sin." Jesus Christ understands what you're going through because He was tempted in all ways and without sin. And that is the great Savior and the King of Kings that we do have. Come on, somebody. I know I want to tell you today, as I pray in my heart, as I was moved by this latest movie, Rocky Balboa, he had a heart to go back and fight. Some of you're down. You're being kicked down right now by the devil. Some of you are being laughed at by the devil. And the devil might not always come from places where you think. They might come from the church itself. But some of you are being kicked down and you're tired and you're depressed. But you know there's a fire deep within your soul. You know there's something you ought to do that you just haven't done yet. You know there's something that you must achieve in your lifetime that you haven't got there yet. To do the will of God, you must be patient. But I believe today that somebody's listening to my voice. I believe today that somebody is hearing me today. Let it be known, devils around the earth. Let it be known that you will. Oh, I said that you will achieve what you have aimed for. Come on, somebody. Rocky Balboa said there was still stuff in the basement. I don't know about you, but I pray until you've emptied that basement out, until you are where you know you need to be. I pray that you keep on moving, keep on fighting. Oh, I'm looking for somebody with the heart of Jesus that says, I never knew that being a Christian would be so tough. I never knew that life would throw so many hard punches. But I believe today that we, if we'd have a heart like Jesus and understand that He was also tempted and people throwing punches at Him, that we would know that He is the mighty conqueror and the overcome. And I believe today that you will overcome. Luke chapter 4, verse 2. 40 days Jesus was being tempted by the devil. He did not eat anything in those days. For 40 days Jesus was tempted. Without no food, no water. And the devil said, if you're so hungry, turn this rock to bread. And if you would just bow down and worship me, I will give you the world. I don't know how many people said, if you would just follow the world, you would have peace. And how many of you have walked that direction and you've realized you've had no peace? Mark 1:13, Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the adversary. And he was with the beast. And the messengers were ministering to him. Playing with his mind, confusing his mind. Many voices are speaking to me. Oh, I got many voices speaking in my head. Oh, I'm trying to find out which voice is from Jesus. Jesus Christ was tempted in many ways. Rocky Balboa knew that he wanted to go into the ring. He had many voices telling him he was too old. He had many voices telling him he couldn't do it. He had many voices laugh at him, but he knew deep down in his heart, hey, that was what he was meant to do. I hope today that you would have a heart like Rocky Balboa. If you haven't seen the movie, I would encourage you to go watch it. Oh, come on. I know today that you will be free. And I pray that that fire will continue to burn. And I believe that you're going to get stronger. Protect your mind. Study the Bible. Shut the TV off. Exercise your body. Eat healthy foods. And remember, in this time, it's time to have a heart of Rocky. Amen. Lord God Almighty, I just pray. I pray right now for strength. I pray right now, Father God, that you would just equip every listener to do your will, to give them a fire and a heart like Rocky Balboa. We thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.